Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for January 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject and tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose, without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 15. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Charity Shield Returns. Track 5, From the General Manager. Track 6, Priority Community Projects Delivered. Track 7, Mudgee Arts Precinct, new exhibition coming soon. Track 8, News in Brief, 7 items. Track 9, Award Nominees Revealed for 2022 Australia Day. Track 10, Sea Eagles vs Raiders, clash in the Manly to Mudgee. Track 11, Monitor your daily water usage with Your Water. Track 12, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 13, Events Calendar, January 2022. Track 14, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 15, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for January 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is the six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Charity Shield Returns. The South Sydney Rabbitohs and St George Illawarra Dragons return to Glenwillow on Saturday the 26th of February for the 5th annual Charity Shield in Mudgee. Tickets for the 7 p.m. game are available at 123tix.com.au. General admission tickets start at $28 for adults, $18 for concession card holders, $18 for juniors 5 to 15 year old, and $80 for a family of four. Gates open at 4 p.m, followed by the curtain raiser at 4:30 p.m, and kick-off of the Charity Shield at 7 p.m. Strictly no public parking will be permitted at the venue on game day. Patrons are encouraged to catch the free shuttle bus. Pick-up and drop-off locations are available on Council's website and Facebook page. A low-floor bus will be available from the Mudgee CBD for patrons requiring assistance. Glenwillow Stadium is a short 1 kilometre walk from the Mudgee CBD across Holyoke Footbridge. The Glenwillow Suspension Bridge will be closed. More information on Council's website. The numbers: $28, cost of a general admission adult ticket. 5th Annual Charity Shield hosted at Glenwillow. $1.49 million economic benefit to the region from the 2021 Charity Shield. There is a large photo of football players on the field at Glenwillow, watched by a large crowd at sunset with the hills in the background. Below is a small photo of Dragons and Rabbitohs supporters wearing team colours, seen amongst the crowd at a football match. Track 5, heading From the General Manager. Happy New Year to everyone in our beautiful region. I hope you had a restful festive season. 2022 is set to be another big year at Council, beginning with the swearing-in of the new Council on Wednesday the 12th of January. At this meeting, councillors will elect a Mayor and Deputy Mayor among themselves. Look out for this announcement on Council's website, Facebook page, and in the next edition of Community News. The region's events calendar is already jam-packed in the first half of the year, starting with Australia Day in Gulgong on the 26th of January. This will be closely followed by the Charity Shield on Saturday the 26th of February, Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit on Thursday the 17th of March, and Manly vs Raiders on Saturday the 2nd of April. Avoid disappointment and get your tickets early, as these events will be hugely popular. There's a head and shoulders photo of the General Manager, Brad Cam. Track 6, heading Priority Community Projects Delivered. Council recently completed $1 million in local projects identified as priorities by the community. These projects included the 8-kilometre Majita Patabaka Shared Path Loop. A concrete path has been installed along the entirety of the loop, in addition to a footbridge across the Kajigong River at Patabaka Road. The second project included the installation of sports field lighting at Victoria Park, Gulgong. 6 new light towers have been erected, allowing more sports clubs to train and make use of the facility in the evening. The final project was the installation of town entrance signage in the region's 4 main towns. 13 sandstone welcome signs have been constructed at the key entrances into Mudgee, Gulgong, Rylstone and Candos. This project was completed by a local business, generating income for locals and their families. These projects were jointly funded with $807,000 from the New South Wales Government's Stronger Country Communities Fund and $320,000 provided by Council. The new Patabaka metal footbridge over the Kajigong River is pictured, with large trees visible in the background. There are 2 small insert photos, Victoria Park, Gulgong, with a white fence in the foreground and 2 lighting towers visible above the trees on a cloudy day, and a sandstone sign surrounded by green grass with "Welcome to Mudgee" displayed. Track 7, heading Mudgee Arts Precinct, new exhibition coming soon. Mudgee's Arts Precinct and its inaugural exhibition, Stories from Homedale, were both officially opened in November. New South Wales Minister for the Arts, Don Harwin, Member for Dubbo, Dugald Saunders, and Federal Member for Kalare, Andrew Gee, were joined by artist Guido Maestri, M-A-E-S-T-R-I, to formally open the building and exhibition, which had been delayed due to New South Wales health orders. Council secured $5.3 million to deliver the project through grant funding from the New South Wales and Australian governments. Mudgee Arts Precinct's second exhibition is Linda Jackson, Retreat, Reflection, Regeneration. The exhibition documents a year of photography after the 2019-2020 Black Summer bushfires that burnt through Jackson's Clandulla property. Jackson is a well-known artist who is renowned for her collaboration with Jenny Key that produced colourful designs and textiles, iconic in the 1970s and 80s. This exhibition documents the harsh realities of the earth destroyed by fires, as well as the isolation produced from the COVID-19 lockdowns. Over time, the bush regenerates and ultimately heals, reflecting Jackson's own personal journey during this challenging time. The exhibition opens 10th of January. Mudgee Arts Precinct is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and entry is free. There is a small photo of local artwork entitled Reflected Landscape 2020. The image shows green and blue sky with water-like reflection, mountains and trees. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Submit your budget idea. Do you have an idea for new infrastructure or improvements for our region? Now is the time to submit your idea as Council begins its budget planning for the upcoming financial year. Community plan proposals, or CPPs, can be lodged now for new infrastructure, projects, activities and improvements on Council website. Hurry, submissions close Monday the 10th of January. ChemClear Cleanout. ChemClear is holding a statewide collection in March. If you have unwanted or obsolete AgVet chemicals that you need to dispose of, simply register them at chemclear.org.au by the 28th of January to ensure that you don't miss out. The household chemical cleanout will be held in April or May. Town Hall Cinema January screenings. The Mudgee Town Hall Cinema will open its doors on the 14th, 15th and 16th of January for screenings of No Time to Die, rated M, and Ainbow, A-I-N-B-O, Spirit of the Amazon, PG. Tickets at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior. $15 for adults, $10 for children and concessions. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Wallah Road closure. A section of Wallah Road will be closed for 10 weeks from Monday the 10th of January to realign two dangerous curves as part of the 3-year road safety upgrade. A detour will be in place via Ulan Wallah Road. Wallah Road is expected to reopen on Monday the 21st of March. For closure locations and updates, visit midwestern.nsw.gov.au/wallah-road-upgrade. U3A Enrolment Day. Mudgee District U3A will host an enrolment and showcase day on Saturday the 15th of January at Kildallon, K-I-L-D-A-L-L-O-N, 70 Court Street, Mudgee, between 9:30 a.m. and 12 noon. Course options will be available. Mudgee District U3A is a voluntary non-profit organisation that aims to offer older people low-cost educational opportunities that operate in a pleasant, supportive social setting. More information at mudgeedistrictu3a.org.au. Keep cul-de-sacs clear. Help us ensure your bins are collected each week by parking off the street on collection day. Cars parked in cul-de-sacs make it almost impossible for trucks to collect your bin and turn around. Please remember to park your car in the driveway or somewhere off the street on collection day and place your bins on the curbside, not on the road. Library school holidays. There are a range of fun activities happening at your local library these school holidays for kids 3 to 12 years. The library's Wizard of Oz themed program is sure to delight and entertain with various arts and crafts and a movie afternoon. Make a tin man from recycled tins, create a flowerpot scarecrow, design a hot air balloon with buttons and much more. Bookings at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Track 9, heading Award Nominees Revealed for 2022 Australia Day. Congratulations to the following Midwestern Region Australia Day nominees. For Citizen of the Year, Shirley Tunnicliffe, Mark Fian, Simon Bennett. For Young Citizen of the Year, Lucy Sabelic and Jessica Nipperis. For Community Event of the Year, Kajigong Cruises, Ken Cruise 2022, and Samantha Spirit of 21. Glenn Johnson Memorial Award for Arts and Music, Elizabeth Halbish, Teresa Therese, and Cheryl Murray. Sports Award, Hallie O'Brien. Volunteer Services Award, Bruce Richardson, Joy Harrison, Shirley Tunnicliffe, Donna Collins, John Stewart, Tracy Lucas, We Care Community Shop, Can Assist Mudgee Branch, Philippa Adams, and Karen Wilkinson. Australia Day Awards will be presented at Anzac Park, Gulgong on Wednesday the 26th of January. Enjoy a free barbecue breakfast from 8 a.m, followed by the official ceremony. Pictured at right is Music and Arts Award recipient Des Kelly receiving his framed award at the 2021 awards ceremony. Track 10, heading Sea Eagles vs Raiders clash, Manly to Mudgee. The Manly Warringah Sea Eagles will return to Glenwillow on Saturday the 2nd of April in the NRL Telstra Premiership Round 4 clash against the Canberra Raiders. Tickets available now at 123tix.com.au, starting from $28 for adults, $18 for concession card holders, $18 for juniors 5 to 15 years old, and $80 for a family of four. NRL Premiership games are of huge economic benefit to our region, generating more than $1 million in local spending per game, and Council has worked hard to foster relationships within the NRL since the first Glen Willow game back in 2011. The photo at left shows Manly Sea Eagles fans wearing team colours with an inflatable finger. Track 11, heading. Monitor your daily water usage with Your Water. Monitor your daily water usage with the launch of Council's new smart water meter portal, Your Water. Along with daily data on the amount of water being used in the home, customers can review water charges and set up email and SMS alerts to notify of possible water leaks and high consumption periods. Before registering, please ensure your property details are correct with Council. Then visit yourwater.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. You'll be prompted to provide some personal details and information found on your latest water notice. Smart water meters have been installed throughout the region after Council secured $1.2 million through the Australian Government's Smart Cities and Suburbs program. The Smart Water Meter Network will provide an estimated $445,000 annual cost saving to ratepayers by detecting possible leaks. Millions of litres of water are lost from leaks throughout the region each year. The photo shows a sprinkler spraying over green grass with purple flowers on a green bush in the foreground. Track 12, heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Council is currently undertaking a review of its community plan, a strategic document which sets out the community's vision for the future by assessing where we are, where we want to be, and how we will get there. Alongside this month's edition of Community News, you will receive a letter-folded A4 submission form. Please complete the form and let us know your priorities to inform Council on the actions it should set for the future. Please return the form to Council either in person, by mail or email. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to employment on Council's website. Invest. Council has secured $750 in funding through the New South Wales Government's 2022 New South Wales Seniors Festival Grants Program to host two seniors events in Mudgee this year as part of the week-long Seniors Festival. The funding will be used to deliver a seniors lunch and a morning tea concert. Keep an eye on Council's website for event details and ticket information. The 2022 New South Wales Senior Festival will take place from the 13th to the 24th of April. Visit. Council was excited to welcome the New South Wales Blues coach, Brad Fittler, and members of the Blues board and coaching staff to the region last month. Staff toured Glen Willow Regional Sports Complex to open up discussions on future opportunities with Council. Fittler was also in town as part of the New South Wales Rugby League Hogs for the Homeless charity ride, raising money for Father Chris Riley's Youth Off the Streets program. Track 13, heading, Events Calendar, January 2022. 5th of January, Council reopens. Customer service centres, works depots and libraries reopen from the Christmas break on Wednesday the 5th of January 2022. January the 12th, first 2022 Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30pm. A Mayor and Deputy Mayor will be elected at this first meeting of the new Council. 14th of January, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Held on the 14th, 15th and 16th of January. Adults $15, children and concession $10, and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 22nd of January, Candos Street Machine and Hot Rod Show at Simpkins Park, Candos. One day show, burnouts and show and shine. Follow the event on Facebook for more information. 26th of January, Australia Day at Anzac Park, Gulgong. Enjoy a free barbecue breakfast from 8 a.m, followed by the official ceremony, including announcement of the Citizen of the Year Award. Check out our new events calendar online, midwestern.nsw.gov.au/events. Note, all information correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 14, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for January 2022. However, there's still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 15, heading A Story. Title, One Age Fits All. A woman was shopping for something to wear to her 50th high school reunion when a group of teenage girls came into the same shop to try on dresses for their school formal. "Gross," complained one girl loudly to her friends. "This dress makes me look 40 years old." "May I have it?" called out the lady. "That's just what I'm looking for." From the Reader's Digest Australia website, submitted by Felicity Rooney. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reid.